Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, everyone. Jen Bunk here, CEO of the PeopleStack. We help tech managers just like you to build your dream careers. And in today's episode, I'm going to talk about how you cannot win in your tech career if you're constantly playing defense. And I'm going to talk about the better strategy so that you can land that raise, land that promotion, land that hell yes job, and make an even bigger impact as a technical leader. Stay tuned. Hello, hello, PeopleStack family. I got a juicy one for you today. And this was actually inspired by my son, our 12-year-old son. So we are road tripping right now, traveling across the country. We have left the Northeast and we are in the Mid-Atlantic. We are in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, in our lovely Airbnb in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania right now. And today, I'm going to talk about how you can't win in your tech career if you're constantly playing defense. I'm going to talk about what I really want you to get out of today's episode is how to identify how this is showing up. How to notice that you're playing defense too much in your tech career. Because really, the key, bringing the lead up front, the key is to have a balance of offense and defense, just like in any game, really. And so I want to talk about how to notice when you're overusing defense so that you can also start implementing more offensive strategies to intentionally, with purpose and on purpose, land that raise your promotion, land that hell yes job if you're on the job market, and have even more freedom and have even more balance in your life. So the inspiration for this came from our son, Carter, our 12-year-old son. Hashtag Carter Wisdom. And we were driving, you know, we were in the middle. I think we were in the middle of driving between wherever it was we were before this. Road trip mind. Wherever it was we were before this. Oh, Mystic, Connecticut. And so we were driving from Mystic, Connecticut to the Philadelphia area. And we were having a conversation, as we often do, to kill the time. And Carter pointed out how it would be silly to constantly play defense in any game. And it's so, 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 so true. And then that got me thinking about, okay, that's also true in your tech career too, in the game of your tech career. And also how what we've noticed where so many tech managers get stuck is that you're playing defense way too much. You're overusing the defensive strategies. And sometimes not using offensive strategies at all. Or because you're so focused on defense, you may be underusing the offensive strategies. So I want to talk about how this shows up, how you can notice, how you can see that this is happening, because noticing is a huge part of fixing it. Because if you don't even realize you're doing it, then you don't realize it's a problem to fix. I want you to realize that it's a problem to fix, how to spot that problem as it's coming up in your career strategizing, and then also how to fix it. So It shows up in so many different ways. I'm going to give you a bunch of examples. And this is, it's basically like what not to do. What not to do. You know, so if you want to stay exactly where you are right now in your career and never get another raise, another promotion, or land another job, and not increase the impact that you're making, and not live an even bigger life in for your family, not give even more to your family, you can follow exactly this, right? And I know that you're listening to this because you want more. You're listening to this, and maybe you've watched many of our videos. So hello to our longtime listeners and longtime followers. And I honor you for looking for that solution. And we're here, we're committed to giving you solutions. We're committed to helping you solve the career upgrading problem. We don't want you hitting those career salary ceilings anymore. And so if you're listening to this, it means that there's more. There's something more. There's something in you. Sometimes people might label it as a midlife crisis. Sometimes people might label it as there's just this little inkling of a feeling of, it's okay, but it can be better. Like it's fine. It's fine. Like, how's your career? It's fine. Can we talk about something else, please? Because you know there can be more. Or maybe you're starting to feel even worse than that, right? You're starting to feel that budget tightening that you need to do because you've been so underpaid for so long. It's getting ridiculous and you don't have enough money. Maybe you're at the point where you don't have enough money to pay the bills. Or maybe you have enough money to pay the bills, but you don't have enough money to go out to dinner or to buy those presents, those birthday presents, those baby shower presents, those wedding presents, those holiday presents for family that you would really want to, but you can't because you don't have enough and you can't justify it. And maybe it's starting to take a physical toll on you as well. Maybe you're losing sleep. You wake up at 3 a.m. Holy hell, what am I doing with my career? What if I lose my job? What if I stay at the same exact salary level until I retire? What is retirement going to look like then? It's not going to be the dreamy, freedom-filled, joy-filled retirement that I know that me and my family deserves. Or, oh my God, how am I going to support my kids? We don't have enough money to save for college. We don't have enough money for them to go do soccer lessons if they want, or go to theater camp, or, you know, to have them learn how to play the guitar or the saxophone or whatever it is they want. I want to be able to do that for my kids, but I can't. Maybe I don't have enough money or I don't have enough time because work is just taking up so much of my time. I barely see my kids. I barely see my partner, my wife, my husband. I barely see anyone else except my colleagues on the Zoom screen. And I will not stand for that anymore. It needs to change. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. I don't have the money. And something needs to shift. And this is going to be really key for you if that describes even a little bit of what's going on right now, or that's what you want to prevent. Because what you're doing likely is you're spending so much energy playing defense that you're not being purposeful, you're not being mindful, you're not being intentional about what do I want and how do I get it in my career. So one of the ways that overusing defensive strategies show up in your career strategizing is that, look, we want you to have clarity. Step one is getting clarity around what it is you want in your technical career. What do you want in terms of salary? What do you want in terms of position? What do you want in terms of your life? What is the byproduct life-wise, lifestyle-wise of all of these amazing career upgrades that you're going to get? And what do you want? And the way that a lot of you are playing defense here is that you're focusing on what you don't want. I don't want to stay here. I don't want to keep worrying about money. I don't want to keep worrying about getting burnt out. I don't want to keep worrying about what my boss is going to say if I do this or say this or change this or suggest this. I don't want to keep worrying. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that. That is defense. I don't want that. I don't want them to hit the ball in the net. I don't want them to get the ball in the net. Like, imagine a soccer game where a team had an entirely defensive strategy. Just like, imagine it. It's silly, but imagine it, where all of the players are just huddled around the net trying to prevent the other team from getting the ball in. What would be the result of that? the team would lose. Guaranteed they would lose. So as silly as it is, that's what a lot of you are doing in your tech career. And there's no room for blame or shame here. It's about noticing and saying, oh, wow, yeah, I actually have been a bit silly in the way that I strategized or not in my tech career. It's time to change that. We all make mistakes, and I honor that, and I forgive myself. Now it's time to make a change. So you have to focus on what you want. You have to focus on the dream that you want to build. And here's how this also begins to show up, because if you're only focusing on what you don't want, and you're only focusing on what you can't do and what's not possible, then what happens is you start going after jobs that you don't want. Because guess what notes you're playing? Guess what drum you're beating? What you don't want, what you can't do, what's not possible, and what you're worried about. So guess what offers you're going to get? Guess what recruiters are going to reach out to you for jobs that you don't want? Because that's what you're focusing on. So you have to focus on what you do want. I want the goal. I want to win. I want to score. And you have to define what that means for you in your career. Speaking of defense, a lot of you are playing defense with the recruiters that are reaching out to you, with friends, with colleagues who are reaching out to you about other job opportunities, or if you're on the job market, or at work. You're playing defense with people who are coming at you with, why don't you be on this project? And why don't you be on this project? And why don't you try this new strategy? Why don't you talk to your boss? Why don't you do this? You're playing defense. It's like, I don't want this. I don't want any of this. I don't want to be overwhelmed. I don't want to be working on stupid projects that have absolutely no impact. I want to be on the high impact projects. You have to focus more on, I want to be on the high impact projects and actually go after them. But a lot of you are playing defense with recruiters, for example. We get this question all the time, especially from new clients. Oh my goodness, I have a bunch of recruiters or one or two recruiters who keep reaching out to me with these job opportunities that I don't want. Right? And it's like, what do I say? It's like, I'm trying to constantly push them away. And you're focusing all of your energy on that. Instead of being intentional and saying, this is what I want and I'm going to be proactive in terms of deciding, in terms of creating the opportunities instead of waiting for them to come to me. That's another way that you're playing defense, is I'm casually on the job market, or I'm casually thinking about getting a promotion. In other words, that's fine if you want to go get a goal over there, that's fine. I'm just going to be over here and just make sure that I protect myself. I want to protect what I currently have. I want to protect my goal, my goalpost, my net. And so that's why I'm just casually on the job market, because I don't really want to change that much, because change is scary and change is hard and change is uncomfortable. So I'm just going to be casually on the job market. And so when you do, or casually looking for a raise or promotion. And so what happens there is you just constantly play defense, because you're just protecting what you're doing there is you're declaring, whether you realize it or not, what you're declaring is that I just want to keep what I currently have. I don't really want any change. I don't want to go out there on the other side of the field and score anything. So that's what you're going to create more of in your life if you focus on, I'm only casually doing this because I want to keep it all the same. So another way overusing defensive strategies shows up is essentially in the conversations that you're having or not having. As we've said many, many times, the key to upgrading your career, the behavioral key, right? We talk about taking action all the time. We want you to take action. We want you to take action. We don't want you to just keep watching these videos. We know you love these videos, but at some point we want you to go out there and apply what we're talking about. And so where the defense shows up is in, so the way that you upgrade your career and the actions that you take are through a series of conversations, often through a series of empowering yet uncomfortable conversations. And a lot of you are not having those conversations. You're not talking to your boss. You're either not talking to your boss at all, or you're not making it clear to your boss and your boss's boss and all of the other key decision makers that you want a raise, that you deserve a raise. And here's what you're going to do when you get that raise. and like, game on. It's like, put me in, coach, I'm gonna score. You're not doing that. You're playing defense. I just kind of want to, I don't want to have the conversation. It's too uncomfortable. I don't want to talk about money. I don't want to talk about the fact that maybe my performance reviews have been a bit low. I don't want to address that. Or I don't want to address the fact that my performance reviews have actually been stellar, and yet I'm still getting paid for being an individual contributor, right? I'm still getting paid a level or two below, even though I'm doing the job of a manager. We talk to people all the time where this happens to, that I am a manager or a senior manager and I'm a director and I'm getting paid like a senior level individual contributor, like a technical lead. Orders of magnitude less, 15, 20, sometimes even 30 or 40% less than you should be because you're uncomfortable having the conversation. So by not having the conversation, you're overusing defense. Because you're just, it's just sending the message, I'm comfortable right here, and I'm just going to protect what I have right here. And I'm not ready to go out there and run and risk. Yes, there is risk involved in it, right? But that's why we talk about inspired, intelligent action, because when you take inspired, intelligent action, yes, there's still risk, but you, what's the phrase? You miss 100% of the shots that you do not take. That is overusing defense, because you're not even taking the shots. You got to take the shot. I'm not giving away my shot. Right? So Hamilton reference for Hamilton fans out there. Not that I'm a huge Hamilton fan, but that just came to me right now, so I said it. So you have to have those conversations. And yes, they may be uncomfortable, but you deserve a raise. You deserve a promotion. You deserve that hell yes job, so you deserve to ask for it and have those conversations. Another way that defense shows up a lot, and this is going to resonate with a lot of you, and this is going to be a hard look in the mirror for a lot of you, but we're here to tell the truth here at the People Stack. Another place where this shows up is in negotiation. You play defense when it comes time to negotiate the terms of your raise, to negotiate the terms of your new job. You play defense. In other words, you so want that, like they offer it to you. Here, I'm gonna give you this promotion with this amount raise. I'm gonna give you this job. You so want that thing and you wanna protect it. It's like, okay, fine, I'll just take it. I don't wanna risk losing it. I don't wanna ask for more because, I don't know, there's a chance they might renege it if I negotiate. So you just take it and you don't negotiate at all. Or you negotiate, but not really. You might ask for a bit more and you get it and it's cool. That's playing defense when it comes to negotiation. And I guarantee if that's what you've been doing, and some of you are not even negotiating at all. In other words, you're just taking it. And I guarantee you, you're leaving money on the table because negotiation is expected. That's what leaders do. That's what leaders do. We do not settle for anything less than we know that we're capable of. And the only way to find out really where the edge of that comfort zone is to push it. Not too much, but just enough. Just enough so that you know and you feel good about it and they feel good about it. They want to recognize you. They want to. They expect you to negotiate. They want to know. They're giving you an offer as recognition of how badass you are. And they're hoping, they're praying that you're not going to wince at it. So if you just come back and say, oh yeah, sure, great. Then they're going to question in their mind how good of a leader you are. Because they're like, they just took it. Okay, cool. I'm grateful. And that's awesome. And it's going to be awesome working with them. But yeah, I guess this is someone who might not have the confidence to negotiate. Okay, fine. It's clearly something to work on. So you have to negotiate. You have to ask for more because we deserve more. And it also means having a great strategy around that too, because you know as well as I do that negotiation can backfire. They can renege the offer. The stories are out there and I've heard them about people being ridiculous in the negotiation phase. And then it's like, oh, hang on a second. I don't think I want to work with you anymore. That's not the kind of negotiation that I'm talking about. The kind of negotiation that I'm talking about is I know my worth, I own my worth, and I'm going to ask for more. So these are all the ways, folks, that just some of them, I would say it's not all of them, that I truly believe that at least one of these examples, possibly multiple of them, are resonating with you if you're listening right now. So I want you to take a hard look. Where am I overusing defense? Where am I trying to protect what I have? And where am I scared of doing more in my career? Because I'm scared of doing the uncomfortable. Because I don't know exactly how to do it, so I'm scared I'm gonna mess it up. And then it could just end up worse. So you just wanna stay in your comfort zone. So you have to, you cannot win in your tech career if you're constantly playing defense. And that's what a lot of you are doing. And that's why you're not winning. And that's why you're still in a place right now where you're under-recognized, underpaid, and overworked. And we don't want that for you. And I know it's, you're committed to breaking through that too. And that means taking different kinds of actions. It means taking risks, intelligent risks, upside risks. In other words, the risks where the upside is way more possible than the downside. So of course you take it, because the worst case in an upside risk is still better than not taking action at all. And that's the kind of action that we want you to take. We want you to take this combination of offense and defense. We do want you to protect. We do want you to have security in every single way possible. Imagine a game where it was an entirely offensive strategy. That'd be a fun one to watch. But actually, if it's an entirely offensive strategy, you can't with as much certainty say you're going to lose, because you just might win, right? But you know that you miss 100% of the shots that you do not take. You know that if you were to play 100% defense, there's no way, guaranteed, that you're going to win, because you're never going to score. And you have to score to win, and you have to take risks, and you have to run, and you have to stretch the boundaries of your comfort zone to win. It works in soccer, it works in basketball, it works in football, it works in every single sport, every single game, and it works in the game of your tech career. It works in the game of life. So look, I know that a lot of you want to take more action, want to be more offensive. You want to take those actions like talking to your boss, having those conversations, really going on the job market, stretching what you know you're capable of, going after what you're a little bit scared to go after. You want to do that, but you need help. You need help in figuring out, how do I take that inspired, intelligent action? What does that look like for me? Because while I've talked about this high level, that's what I do on these shows, on these episodes, is talk about it high level and try to give you a few examples that might resonate for you. You want to know specifically, what are the actions I need to take given what I want in my career, given what I want for my life? And you're committed to taking those actions. And if that's you, and you want to stop playing defense all the time and want to start playing offense in your career so that you can actually win that raise, your promotion, and a hell yes job, I want you to book a call with my team right now, immediately. ThePeopleStack.com/book. ThePeopleStack.com/book. It's going to bring you to our calendar page to schedule a 60-minute career strategy session with one of my career strategists. You're going to go to that page, pick your time zone, pick a time that works for you, enter your name, your email, your phone number, and then it's going to schedule it for you. It's going to be on your calendar and it's going to be in their calendar. Show up at that time. It's going to be an audio-only Zoom call so that you can prepare for that. And I want you to show up like your career depends on it, because it does. Because if you show up like, game on, I'm ready to have an amazing, eye-opening, truth-revealing conversation about what it's going to take to upgrade my career. A truth-revealing conversation about what hasn't been working in my career and where I want to go. If that's what you're ready to have, it is going to be the most clarifying career conversation that you've ever had. It's a career clarity call. You're going to get that as long as you show up that way. And then if they're 100% confident that we can help you walk that path toward career transformation, walk that path toward that hell yes job, that raise, that promotion, then they're going to talk about what it's going to look like to work together. They're going to give you a custom tailored plan. They're going to give you all the details, including the financial investment, the time investment, and everything that's going to be required on your part to build your dream career. So that's what we're here for you to do, is to give you that clarity so that you can decide for yourself what's next for you in your career. And if we're the ones to help you, we will absolutely tell you what that's going to look like. ThePeopleStack.com/book. And stay tuned some of you may be wondering who those career strategists are, we're going to be having them on some upcoming episodes. They are some of my favorite people in this world, except for Robin Carter, except for my husband and my son. They are amazing career strategists. They're amazing humans, and you're going to get to meet them very, very soon on this show, on the People Stack episode. So what I want you to do now, though, is book a call with my team, thepeoplestack.com/book. That's what's next for you. We make it simple, and then we take it from there. Make sure you're playing offense, folks. Make sure you are building your career intentionally. Make sure that you are building your career with purpose and on purpose. That's how you create your dream career, and that's how you live it. That's it for now. Bye for now. Big hugs. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.